of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking in this half hour with Dr. Pallav May, who's a co-author of this wonderful book, After Cancer Care, published by Rodale. The best question in this half hour, email to us, or actually you can call it at 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, or of course, call emailing us at udocs, yudocs@gmail.com, yudocs@gmail.com. We'll take the best question. We've already got one from Judy, but the book is called After Cancer Care, written also with Gerald Lamoille, who is Lisa Oz's father, and a wonderful human being, a great cardiac surgeon who did a lot to integrate integrative medicine with cardiac surgery. Dwight McKee, who's a real superstar in the cancer world. And now Pallav Mehta, who started out, this is actually very interesting, he started out as a physical trainer and somehow migrated to medicine, got a medical degree, and somehow migrated from there to oncology, and now has taken as one of his missions the help of people who are post-cancer. So Dr. Mehta, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I should say, I did tell people beforehand, as we were talking, that the Cleveland Clinic has started a set of shared medical appointments post-breast cancer diagnosis, post-colon cancer diagnosis, and post-prostate cancer diagnosis, as well as in brain health. You can find out all about them, by the way, if you're an individual listening to the show. The show is heard in Cleveland as well as in 32 other cities on terrestrial stations and on RadioMD.com. But the number in Cleveland is I got it totally wrong, so I'll tell you what our number is. I should know it. 216-448. So it's 216-448-HEAL. 4325 is HEAL written out. 216-448-HEAL. But Dr. Mehta, you practice in Philadelphia at Cooper Medical College now. Tell us a little bit about, why you decided to write this book. What is the genesis of writing a book about after cancer care?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to get to collaborate with Dr. Lamoille and Dr. McKee, two people who I really look at as mentors in this in the world of integrative medicine. I think all of us realize, and I've been doing breast cancer work now for about 10 years, we realized that really the current model of cancer care had what I think I would call a glaring hole, in that patients would get exemplary treatment during their cancer care. They would always be seeing the doctor and seeing the nurse, and they would feel safe during their treatment. And then after 2, 3, 6 months of therapy, often harrowing therapy, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, we didn't have much to offer them. And really the see you in 6 months is how we kind of summed it up. And I think what I noticed is that patients felt lost and they really were looking for guidance. And sometimes they would seek it on their own. And with the information age being what it is, they would go on the internet and find all sorts of things, but just weren't able to put it all together. So the idea was to give people a guide on really how to live life after cancer.
And now Judy has written us and said, are there things you do after every cancer, or is it specific to the cancer type?
So that's a good question. There are certainly certain things that apply to all cancer diagnoses, but nowadays, unlike even 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago, cancers are treated very differently. Even individual cancers themselves, take breast cancer, for example. There's several different types of breast cancer, and now we try to target the treatments to each specific type. So sometimes patients come out of the treatment with different issues. So in terms of this idea of of recovery and after cancer recovery, sometimes there are very specific limitations and guidelines for those cancers.
And let's give an idea. Let's do the general ones. What should everyone after? How many, by the way, how many people are living? I quoted data I had seen that there are roughly 20 million people in the United States who are living post-cancer therapy.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
That's about right, yeah. I think you'll see anywhere from about 13 to 20 million. It sort of depends on whether you take into account skin cancers, which there's large numbers of in the country, but I think the idea is there's this sort of perfect storm of survivors now because the treatments are getting better, more people are getting diagnosed with cancer, and more people are living longer. So you're just having this explosion of cancer survivors, which is wonderful, but there is a real unmet need in that population.
And so for the 20 million, and I saw that it was going to rise to about 50 million by projection in 2050. What are the common things they should do? And let's get Judy's question taken care of for Judy.
Right. So in terms of, and the way we sort of break it down is in the sort of three pillars of our after cancer care program. And that's, I'm currently at the MD Anderson Center at Cooper in New Jersey. And trying to build this after cancer program, and the three pillars being nutrition, physical activity, and stress modification. And if you sort of break it down, you start with nutrition. There are certain guidelines that we talk about in the book. For example, getting the four food groups of a plant-based diet. The NCCN, which is an institution that sort of governs our oncology guidelines, actually has come out with some guidelines of their own that also talk about a plant-based diet being really valuable for patients after a cancer diagnosis. But the four food groups would be fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and legumes, and whole grains. So trying to get those on a daily basis, and preferably with each meal, is important. Making sure you eat whole foods and not processed foods as much as possible. And trying to one of the important aspects that we talk about in the book is this idea of regulating insulin. And one of the ways in which you do that is not just what you eat, which is important in terms of avoiding refined sugar and whatnot, but in terms of how frequently you eat and eating every few hours, eating a high fiber meal, or at least having fiber in the meal every few hours allows you to keep insulin very regular throughout the day.
And why is insulin so important?
So insulin seems to have several connections with diseases in general, with cancer as well. So when, let's take for example, somebody who eats a sugary meal, refined sugar, has a cupcake. What happens is the pancreas responds by secreting insulin into the bloodstream, and you get what's called an insulin spike. Now, when insulin spikes happen chronically and you eat a lot of these meals, you develop insulin resistance, which then can lead to things like obesity. And obesity and cancer now have a fairly direct link, at least as far as breast cancer and colon cancer and even prostate cancer are concerned. But the other problem with insulin is that when insulin hits a certain threshold, it actually can also lead to secretion of something called insulin-like growth factor. And insulin-like growth factor can actually lead, it has been shown in animal studies, to lead to the formation of tumors.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about what Warren Buffett should know about his own treatment of his prostate cancer and what he should do in avoiding sugar, as well as physical activity and stress management and some specifics and your questions. We'll be right back on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest because that's all I know how to do, and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me, and thank you both for what you do to get the health message and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Being your best means nothing slows you down, whether it's a hard day of chores around the house, that weekend marathon, or smashing through a workout. One thing remains the same. Recovery must occur before you can be your best. Michael's Recovery Zyme supports the body's natural inflammatory response, resulting in greater muscle recovery. Recovery Zymes is the missing link you need to be your best. Recovery Zymes formulation of systemic enzymes and herbs, coupled with an advanced enteric coating, allows Recovery Zymes to work where needed, the muscles and tissues. Our team at Michael's also uses these formulations, so we price our products to be cost-effective because we believe that excellent health should be affordable. Recovery Zymes is the highest potency and most affordable muscle recovery formulation in the market. Elite athletes and weekend warriors all agree. Systemic enzymes are the missing link. Michael's Recovery Zymes provides them so you can move forward and achieve your goals. You provide the passion, we'll provide the support.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot, and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
You know, I like it so much when our advertisers advertise or sell on healthy basis. So we have I noticed we have a snack advertiser that's really healthy, and Even Hotels. And I've never known of EVEN Hotels, but they started advertising on our program. I've looked it up, and they're a hotel that sponsors wellness facilities in their hotel. So don't know much about them, but it looks like both they and the snack products advertised on You, the Owner's Manual radio show are in fact healthy. When we went to break, we were talking with Dr. Mehta, M-E-H-T-A, one of the three authors of this superb book, After Cancer Care, published by Rodale, the definitive self-care guide to getting and staying well. We were talking about foods to eat and foods to avoid for all people with cancer. We were first going over the generic thing, what to do if you're recovering from cancer. 20 million of you are, and 50 million will be in 2050. That is living post-cancer diagnosis and treatment. And so this book is really written for you. And there are a lot of you, obviously, 20 million now. And those things that everyone should do, he said, were four food groups. In the plant-based diet, it's a vegetable, a whole grain, and a legume or nut at each meal. And so that's where we started. And the things to avoid were things with simple sugar. And I asked him, Warren Buffett, who has a stake in Coca-Cola, always shows himself having a straight Coca-Cola, which is about as sugar a drink as you can get, yet he has a prostate cancer, which has been treated, he said, with radiation seeds. So, Dr. Mehta, you must, like me, say, you know, this is not a very smart thing for him to do.
It certainly is not. 12 ounces of soda, which, by the way, nowadays, it's actually difficult to find a 12-ounce soda. If you look at the average size of sodas, it's really up to 20 ounces. And the other day I was with my kids and we saw the half liter bottles all over the place. So if you take a 12-ounce soda, you're looking at almost 40 grams, of refined sugar. Might even be 42 grams of refined sugar. And refined sugar, as we talked about in terms of the insulin response, but particularly in terms of its effect on prostate cancer, there is evidence that patients with prostate cancer who have had their definitive treatment, be it radiation or surgery, may have a higher risk of recurrence with refined carbohydrates, particularly the sugar sweetened beverages. So
we should
I'm not
sell
to tell
him.
Warren
we should
Buffett
tell him. Yeah, no, we should tell Warren Buffett too. That we like him around because he's a great American hero, and to start drinking the Dasani water that Coca-Cola makes and get rid of the Coca-Cola with sugar in it. Now, in addition to avoiding simple carbohydrates and eating a plant-based diet, what should everyone do who's had cancer for physical activity? Is walking enough, or should you be doing resistance exercise? Should you be doing cardio? What should you be doing?
Yeah, so in terms of exercise, this is a component that really does depend a lot on a patient's own previous experience prior to cancer and their specific limitations. What's interesting now is that there's actually, if patients wanted to, the American Council on Exercise, which was the body that I was certified through prior to my medical training, and the American Council on Sports Medicine has specific certifications for their trainers now on cancer. So you can actually seek them. I just on their website, you can seek out a certified trainer. But in terms of specific exercise, the recommendation is 75 to 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity exercise. So moderate intensity, the way I define it, is you can talk, but you can't sing. So if you're doing something where you're huffing and puffing enough where you can't keep a tune going, then that's moderate. And moderate is different for everyone. A triathlete needs to do a lot to get to moderate level. The other piece about this is that cardiovascular exercise is important, but particularly for women, particularly for postmenopausal women, resistance exercise is just as important in maintaining bone density, keeping muscle, the muscle to fat ratio high, which keeps your metabolism high.
So we should say that resistance exercise is moving a weight against gravity, which is anything, including your own body, against gravity. So you don't have to get expensive equipment. You can do it with sit-ups and push-ups and lunges and things like that.
This is not bodybuilding or anything like that, right?
And the third component was stress management. And by the way, we've got a question from a Sandy who asks about, what about toxins in food? So let's get to that, and then we'll go to stress management.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's come up recently, actually very recently, is this issue of GMOs and how they relate to the toxins in our food. Is something that's been in the news a lot is the pesticides in our foods. And the idea that now, crops were genetically modified to try and, make them resistant to certain, pesticides so that you could spray the entire field and just kill the weeds and not the crops. Unfortunately, what's happened is that then those crops have a lot of that of those pesticides. And, you know, these toxins now, just this year, just a few months ago, the number one herbicide was designated a probable human carcinogen. So there's a list that's put out every year by something, by an organization known as the Environmental Working Group, and the list is the Dirty Dozen. And the Dirty Dozen is the list of the 12 foods, the fruits and vegetables, that have the highest pesticide content on them. And this group every year does thousands of measurements on these foods. So probably a good idea to look up those foods. And if possible, try to buy those organic.
So those include, for example, apples, peaches, lettuce, celery. And
that's right.
There's just some of them. But
some of the real common ones, right? Strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Right. Go to environmentalworkinggroup.com or .org. I think they both have both of the websites.
That's right.
In any case, Dr. Mehta, this is a great book. We aren't going to get to stress management, which is one of those three components, food choices, going plant-based and getting one of those four food groups at each meal, eating frequently, keeping your sugar low. Secondly was doing physical activity, especially resistance activity. Third is stress management that everyone should do after cancer care. But there are specifics for each cancer in this book, After Cancer Care by Gerald Lemole, L-E-M-O-L-E. Pailav Mehta, our guest today, M-E-H-T-A, great guest, and Dwight McGee, M-C-K-E-E, After Cancer Care, the definitive self-guide to getting and staying well, superb book. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, where the goal, of course, is for you to stay well.